Here we are, Boisei. We're up to Imloy Mishu Rasha Be'emes. I don't know what page it's on. Anyone know which page it's on? Page Chav Gimel. Imloy Mishu Rasha Be'emes. What are we speaking about over here? We're speaking about a person who's doing everything that he has to do, and he's standing there, which is Mayach Shalat B'tivoy. His Mayach is Shalat naturally. And v'toldato al chalal shabalev, and he just does it. And then, if you know what you're supposed to do, you just fake it till you make it. That's what we spoke about. Imloi mishu rasha b'emes, unless he is a real, real evil person, sinner. Is there another word for rasha?
Evildoer.
Evildoer? I guess so. Evildoer.
Bad guy.
Bad guy. I said, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I think, but I don't know if it's sinner in Russia, but yeah. Ka'amram, Rabbi Seinuzal, Shaharosha, Sharashim Hein Bishus Libam. Their hearts are not in their possession. They're not in their control. They are in the control of their hearts. Ve'ein Libam Bishusam Klaam. V'zehu Oynish Al Goydel Vo'itzem Avoinam. And that is the punishment for their great iniquities and their sins. What does that mean? They're not in control of themselves. They can't control themselves. They obey the urge. Have you ever saw that? That's an advertisement. Achman Litzlan Michael in America, they have this thing, obey your urge. Which is, you just have to surrender to your taivas. Obey the urge. That was one of the sodas in America. That was their line. Obey the urge. It's like, yes, I will drink you because I want to, right? But they obey their hearts, which means they don't even know. They know. I know I should not be doing this. I should not be doing this. This guy is like this. That's overweight, and he's he's like, I'm not. Should not be eating at the shmorg. I should not be eating it. That's funny, right? It's not funny.
He has the Diet Coke.
It's not funny. Yeah, it's those guys that like eat everything. I have a Diet Coke, please. Like, what? What is that gonna help? You want to tell me? Exactly. You know that they've proven that diet soda doesn't make anyone like lose weight, because the reason is because they think I'll have a Diet Coke.
The filling.
The filling. Like, it gives them. Yeah, exactly. It gives them a. I'm dieting. I'm drinking Diet Coke. I was like, Anyway, Kitsa.
I've seen diet water.
Diet water. Our kids are like animals. Animals, b'derech klal, are bent over. Men stand erect. Their head is on top, and their heart is underneath. Most animals, their heads are bent down. They're eating and everything. They're down. Their heart is on top of their head. But that's a Russia. A Russia is not in control. His heart is in control. His heart's on top. And if you get a Russia in the right moment, he knows I'm going to get him. I know I'm messing up. I can't control myself. I just cannot control myself. Their hearts are in control.
Bilam.
And the Torah is not talking about these dead people. They're called dead because they're not in control of their life. In truth, it's impossible for our Rishoyim, for sinners, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'li yasu tshuva, unless they do tshuva. So we spoke about this, I think it was Gershi, I don't remember who asked me this question last week, and I just want to shtel on one word. We know that Baal Tanya said lots of words. Be'emes EF Shalurishayim. Lahas Khalaba. What does Be'emes mean? What does Be'emes mean?
Truth.
In truth. For real. Should a Russia put on tefillin?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Is he really doing anything? No. For real. Be'emes.
Because
I'm going to explain what that word be'emes means. He's catching on, huh? I'll tell you what the word be'emes means. If you want to do real avodas Hashem, it's not going to happen until you do tshuva. But you can do fake avodas Hashem. A person can start like, you know, there's like, you're kind of like, I wouldn't even say you're scratching the surface, but you're getting to a place where you want to do tshuva. And all of that is just preparation, but that's important preparation. It's important preparation to do for a person to get himself to want to do tshuva.
So if a person knows he wants to do tshuva, he knows he wants to do tshuva. So you shouldn't put tefillin on?
Like, it was all saying, oh, if he knows he wanted to do tshuva, why does he need tshuva?
What?
Why does he need to do tshuva?
He said, I'll do tomorrow.
Okay, that means he doesn't want to do it. That means he doesn't want to do it. You have to do more mitzvahs to get yourself to a place
where you're going to do it. Every person that's faking until he makes it. Right. Bessem, he has like a, he has an inner way of a rutter. I feel like he's just
Right, but we're talking about people that don't even necessarily have ruts, and they're putting on, we're putting on tefillin on them, all these things, all these things, and like, you know, there's two different things. There's a person that knows he's supposed to do the right thing and does it. He does the right thing, even though inside he's not feeling it. Fake it till you make it. And the other thing is, someone's not doing the right thing most of the day. He's doing lots of averis. So should he also do mitzvahs? The answer is, these mitzvahs will get him to do the averis. There's a beautiful vort from the Ostrov Tzer Goyin. It's also in the Stalin Rebbe, but I'll say it from the Ostrov Tzer Goyin. Discuss, that was the vikuach between Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov went like this, and Yosef said, go like this. Like one like this. And there's a whole elaborate description about how Ephraim and Menashe bechinov sur meira vaasei toiv. Which one comes first?
Sur meira.
Which means first you got to get rid of the bad stuff. First you have to do tshuva. Do tshuva. And then after you do tshuva, then that's exactly what the Rebbe says over here.
According to sur meira vaasei toiv, it's impossible to fake it till you make it.
Oh, so that's why Yaakov switched his hands like this. I know it's supposed to be sur meira vaasei toiv. But again, there's two different types of fake it till you make it. One is, I'm not feeling it, I do it anyway. I'm doing it. I'm not doing any averis. I would love to do an avera now, but I'm not. I'm doing all mitzvahs. That's fake it till you make it. Because you want to feel it. People are like, I want to feel it. I want it to be. Okay, just do it. Just do it. Right? That's what he's saying. The main thing is, we said it's not exactly fake it till you make it. It's just do it, and then eventually you're going to feel it. That's what we said.
If you do it, you will make tshuva.
Oh, so he's saying over here, even though he's not really doing real avodas Hashem, but it's going to bring him to do tshuva. That's why Yaakov switched his hands. Get him to keep Shabbos, even though he's not really keeping Shabbos, he'll keep a little Shabbos. Get him to put on tefillin, he's not really keeping tefillin. It's out of order. I know it's out of order. Yaakov says, I know it's out of order. It's not the way it's supposed to be done. I know that. If it was the way it's supposed to be done, I would have told them, you guys switch places. But he didn't. He went like this. But he can go into the whole Maruch of why Ephraim is one and Menashe is the other. But we'll leave that alone for now. But
you
the point is,
you make it when you want to make it.
Next song.
But the point is like this. The point is like this, my friends. Real avodas Hashem is after you do tshuva. Up until then, he's got something getting in the way. Listen to what he says. Ki be'emes e'efshar l'rishayim l'haschel avad Hashem b'li she'yasu tshuva al he'ovar t'chila lishbar ha'klipos. First break the klipos. She'mehem masach mavdil. The klipos is a masach mavdil. It's like, oh, what's a masach?
Covering.
A screen. U'mechitza shel barzel, an iron wall. Mavsekes benu levein avim sheba shemayim. L'idish shviris liboy. A person has to have charata. Shviras libo, he's breaking his heart. Umiris nafsha, and he has to feel bad about what he does. Now, this is a very important thing. I want you all to know this. Every single one of you. And you should tell other people. A person can do tshuva and still go back to his sins. It's possible. If he feels really bad about what he did, he has charata. If he ends up slipping back, then it doesn't mean he didn't do tshuva. If he did tshuva, but he fell back into it. So if a person has shviras liboy, he's upset about it. He's a broken heart. Umariris nafsho, and he's bitter. He's not happy with his matziv. Al chatav. Zivchei Elokim. What is the zevach of Elokim? Ruach nishbar v'lev nishbar. Let's. I want to say, what does the zevach mean? Slaughter. You want to know what slaughters your yetzahara, or what breaks down the boundaries between you and Hashem? Ruach nishbra, v'lev nishbra. If you are not happy with your status quo, I'm not happy with my averis. I feel bad about my averis. Then a person, he breaks down the boundaries. Shal yidei lev nishbar, nishbara ruach atuma. If you have a broken heart, you're going to break the ruach atuma. Disitra achora, from the evil forces. That's tshuva. Okay, there's a process to all the details of tshuva. That's the soid of tshuva.
So a person that does that, that really feels bad about his averus, and he puts tefillin on, he really doesn't miss it.
Yeah, yeah. Again, there might be details of tshuva, but that's the ikur of tshuva, is the charata. Ayin Shom Parshas Pinchos. What does it say? Daf Reish Mem. So I'm going to tell you what it says. I have on the bottom what it says over here. And I'm reading Aramaic. The Zohar, my friends. We're learning a shtickle Zohar. Here goes. Bizmano dehave be mikdosh akayim, when there was a base of mikdosh, akriv karbone. What do? We're makriv. Now listen to this. Zohar. Kol kapara delay. What does that mean? The entire kapara of the korban. Talia. What does that word mean? Ad ischaret. What does that mean? Yischarata. We think that, oh, the basement was awesome. You just go in, you just, okay, I'm out. Whoa, that was cool. She's just like, didn't work that way. Zohar says, no, no. You know, I couldn't figure out how in the world can the Jews have had the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. Just go on the Beis HaMikdash, shech the carbon, boom, and done. I'm finished. It's like so easy. No, but it doesn't work that way, my friends. It wasn't that way. Shechting a carbon was supposed to, it's supposed to bring out a person's feelings, emotions of charata. Ad de ischarit. The tovar lahahu ruach. You know what tovar means?
Broke.
It's Aramaic for broke. Ahu ruach. Migo gavosa delay. What is gavosa?
Gavosa.
It's gava. He broke his holiness. That's what a korban is supposed to do. Hold that thought for a second. Vikad itbar hahu ruach.
Broke.
When it broke that spirit, misava, this tumatic spirit. The car of carbon, he brought his carbon. That's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekabel the carbon. Okay.
Yeah, don't we say you're not going to be like depressed after you make a
go? Oh, so this is where we have to be very careful. Depression is bad. The difference between being like upset or lev nishbar and dikaon. Dikaon is the worst. That's called in Rabbi Nachman's language. When a person is like, he's like down, he's not supposed to get down.
This could be terrible because if someone sins and he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and doesn't feel that charata really, right. He could be shechting a million cows that day.
Right, nothing.
And
right. So charata, you have to understand, charata does not mean depression. And the difference between, if you want to know if you're depressed or not, if you cannot be happy and sad at the same time, then you are depressed. The opposite, says Rabbi Nachman, the opposite of happy is depressed. The opposite of happy is not sad. Because I can be sad and happy at the same time. I'm very sad that one of my neighbors lost a child. I'm very sad. Rabbi Teller's grandchild, son, was born with leukemia and never passed away. I'm very sad. I'm very happy that one of my other neighbors that waited for a very long time had a child. And you could go from being very sad to very happy. But depressed, you can't be happy. Truth be told, you can't even be sad for someone else. You're so like absorbed in yourself. And that's very important. And a person that gets depressed over his sins is bad. That's the Eitzahara also, to get you depressed. Because then you're like, Hashem doesn't care about me. I'm a nothing. I'll never do anything. Depression is terrible. So we have to be very careful with this. The Mashgiach always tries to emphasize, do not get depressed. You get depressed, you're thinking wrong thoughts. Stay away from anything that's going to get you depressed.
What is the opposite of happiness?
Depression.
Depression is happiness?
As proof, Rabbi Nachman, is because you can't be depressed and happy. You can be sad and happy at the same time. I'm happy about this, sad about that. All right? So we have to stay away from depression.
The Gemara speaks about when, I think in Talmud, it says when somebody brings a carbon, that as they shech the carbon, the Levium, they sing like a, more of a sad tune to
right,
him.
Right. Get him in the mood.
Once they see that he was... Yeah,
and they sing happy songs. Get him out. Don't get him into depression. You shouldn't fall into depression. The Levim, they have Ruach HaKadosh. There's stuff going on based on Mikdash miracles. Okay, let's finish up, Rabbi Say. Vehi Bechinas Tshuva Ta'ato'o. This is called the repentance of the end, the back end. Lahalois Hei Ta'ato'o. Now he's getting to. Somehow he does this at the end of the very parak. He throws in like a lot of these heebie-jeebie stuff. Tato is the end. He's going to say like this. There's four letters to the Shem of Hashem. What are the four letters? First one is a Yud. The next one is a Hey. After that comes a Vav. And then again. So there's two Heys. There's the back Hey and there's the front Hey. Now, the way it works is in general, the front two letters, and we you could talk about this forever, by the way. Forever and ever. You could talk about just these this Shem Hashem. The front two letters are really... The like upper level letters. They're like more theoretical. The practical letters are the two bottom ones. That's why the first one is a Yud and the second one is a Vav, because Vav is like bringing it down the Yud. Okay, it's down here. So we're not pegging the yud and the hey that stays up there. Kibakah Hashem to Elamim, the yadal case cut that those letters are not touchable. But in the letters vav and hey, that's more practical. So when a person sins, he's pegaya in the last hey of the Shem Hashem. That sin is ki'ilu, is like somehow sending that last hey into the wrong place. Why is it not in the front? Because you can't touch the front. Those are in Shemayim. That's not
in
the Masiyah.
Why is the bump in the front? Saying we usually try to go reach higher and higher.
We can't get up there.
If the yud is in the back, then like.
No. How's it? You have yud.
But I'm just saying like what.
And then you have a hey, and then you have the vav that's bringing the yud down, and you have another hey which is connected to the first hey. There's the first yud and hey is like in Shemayim. We can't get near that. We can't. We want to get as high as we can, but just touching the Shem Hashem is already getting really high, but. The yud and hey is out. That's like theoretical. The way it works is like there's different levels of yisnagus. Gadol gibor and noira. Those are theory, and then there's goymel chasadim toivim koine akol zocher chas deyavos is more practical. So it goes from the theory to the practical. We can only really discuss the practical. So we're discussing the last vav and hey, or last hey. What happens is when a person sins, he touches the last hey, and he's mashpil the last hey. Let's say kind of like falls. But when he does tshuva, we'll get back to it in a second. He bechines tshuva tato, lahalois hey tato. He's going to elevate the last hey. He's going to bring it up. Lahakima minifilosai, lift it up from where it's fallen. Shenofla lachitsoinim. It has fallen into the hands of the klipas. What are chitzainim? What does chitzainim mean? Things that are
exterior.
The exterior or the klipa. V'hu soid galus hashchina. Gemaimer is Rabbi Seinu galu le'edam shchina imayim. The Gemara says, brought into the Medrash, that the Klal Yisrael went to Edom, the Shechina went with them. So he says, you know what that means? It doesn't mean that they actually went to Edom. It means they did a maisa Edom. You act like Edom, the Shechina gets caught in Edom. Where is that Shechina? Which level of the Shechina? Which letter of the Shechina gets caught in Edom? Letter Hey. It's the Olam HaAsiyah. As opposed to letter Yud, which is more the Olam of Ruchni. It's the Olam of Gashmi, letter Hey.
What makes the Hey letter of Gashmi?
The world is created with the letter Hey. You want to hear something cool? I heard this from Moshe Shapiro. Take a deep breath. Hear that? It's the letter Hey. He said something wild. He said, every time you write, the first thing you write is the letter Yud. Because letter Yud is just basically a line, right? And every time you speak, the first thing you say is letter Hey. Yud Hey. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. It's pretty wild. It's wild stuff. How much people can blow your mind and hear stuff? What? Rabbi Meisha Shapiro. Akitzer, the letter Hey is the letter of the Olam of Asiya. It's like the letter that we said Hashem created this world with the letter Hey. You can drop the bottom and come up through the side. Anyway, so the letter, this is the Shechina. The Shechina means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where He dwells. So He rests inside of us. The Shechina is really inside of us. In everything. That's what it means. Yishoichen, where does Hashem dwell? Vasile Mikdash V'shochanti B'soy Cham. What does that mean? Inside of you and you and you and you. We have Shechina inside of us. So what happens when we sin? What happens to the Shechina? We're dragging the Shechina into our sins. He has a very, very graphic description of what it's like. See where it is. Here it is. It's like bringing a king and putting him into the feces and whatever. Anyway, it's like this. Let's see. The Haino. Let's see on the top. Haino. Oh, he says that. I'll just go back to one thing he says on the bottom over here. He says, so what is when a person does tshuva, what's he restoring? What's he restoring in the Shem Hashem? The letter?
Hey.
The last letter. Right, we said it's tshuva, lahalois hey tata, to elevate the hey. So what is the word tshuva? Is tashuv hey. restore the hay, put the hay back. That's what we were talking of, those of us who had the Europe trip. Ah, hey, ah, hey. Ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah. It's not how it is, all right. It's ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey. That's what we sing. We are returning the hay. We're bringing the hay back. You got it? The hay. Put the hay back. Ah, hey, ah, hey. We're going to bring back the hay. We were in Annapolis. We were talking about how Reb Zusha said the Eibishter wants me to lift up the hay.
Can you sing that song in lyrics?
I believe you can sing that song. I'm not. Remember that story of Anapoli? Reb Zusha, the hay fell off the wagon.
By the orphanage, huh?
Lift the hay! Zusha, lift the hay! The story was, Zusha was traveling, Reb Zusha, and he was resting on the side of the road. And there was a guy who was driving by, and his hay fell off his wagon. So he said to him, could you help me lift the hay? So he says, I really would like to, but I really can't. He says, you can, you just don't want to. So Zusha turned to Hashem. He says, Hashem, he says, Hashem wants us to lift up the hay. And we can, we just don't want to. Ahey, ahey! We have to lift up the hay. Akitzer.
It's the ah.
Ah! Ahey! Ah!
It's you in Yiddish.
The Hainu! Kishe Adam, Oise Maise Edoim, Moirid, Umamshech Lisham, Bechinas Nitzos Eloikus. He's bringing down and he's drawing there the Nitzos Eloikus, Hamechayas Nefesh Ruach Neshama Shaloi, which is the hay. Hamelubashim Bai, Benefesh Abahamis, Mea Klipa, Shebelim Bai, Shebechalal Smoili. Amalechas by Baidoi Rosha, Memshelas Bir Ketana Shaloi. Venefesh Ruach Neshama Kavushim Begoyla Etzel. Everything is in Golas. Takes the Chelek Elokami Mal, the Ruach Hashem, the Dvar Hashem which is inside of him. Akkadosh Baruch Hu Yipach Ba'apod Nishmas Chaim. Hashem blew inside of him. And he takes that Nefesh and he brings it to the lowest place. V'kishen Nishbar Liboy. V'kir Boy. When he breaks that, sitra achora v'nispardu, and all of it comes apart. He come amini filosi, the hay gets up from its fallen state. V'gam nitzova k'moshen isbar b'makom acher. We spoke about it somewhere else. You could bring back the hay. You could lift up the hay, like Reb Zusha said. We can. We just have to want to. And then he restores everything to its equilibrium. He brings back the Shem Hashem. And then he can now start to be Mechaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's gotten rid of the Mechitza that's between him and Hashem. We have finished. This is the second of these booklets. Finished Perek Yud Zayin, Bez Hashem. Sunday night is the Tanis. So I'm going to assume that we're not going to do the Tanya. So I think we're done for this Zaman. Those that would like to continue, by all means, you can continue next year if you'd be so interested in doing. Bezrat Hashem Perek Yud Ches. Thank you so much for joining. Thanks for being here. Hopefully, it's tentative. Rav Nevin Sal, who is the Rav of the Old City, is going to be speaking on Sunday night to us between Mincha and Marv. It's a very special person. You know him?
Yeah.
So there's the older Rav Avigdor Nevin Sal, who is basically retired. He's not going to be coming. His son, Chizkio Nevin Sal, who is the present chief rabbi of the Old City.
That's the one that's in the
Tiv? I know
Rav. They're both in the Tiv. Rav Avigdor is the... Yeah, but he's already...